Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Coming to you live from Tradition Town, USA, population at least once a year. You'll have your weird ones, your superstitions, your every year Christmas movies. But not us. Our tradition is being wrong about episode titles. And we have that for you today on Internet RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast.
That's right. It's Superstition Town. Not Superstition Town. Tradition Town.
Tradition Town.
We could be superstitious about our traditions.
Yeah. What are superstitions, if not traditions, that you're afraid of?
Astutely put, Brandon. Hello, everybody. I'm Travis.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brandon. And welcome to Interdimensional RSS. We've got a good show for you today, as we always do.
Here we go.
Somewhere
predicting
else.
Already making the predictions.
bad predictions. It's good to be back. This is our first content episode of the season, I think.
I mean, content. We did an episode on the April Fool's stuff.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We had our interview. Cool. We had our interview with some
comic book
dudes.
It was adjacent. Yeah.
This is in it. Talking about the show, theory crafting, like this is the Rick and Morty content you downloaded or opened up YouTube to see. I'm not here to judge how you consume this content, so long as you do.
That's
make
right.
Sure that you do.
That's right.
But if you're new here, there are plenty of ways that you can find us on the social internets. I think you can still find us on X at Rick and Morty Pod. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Rick and Morty Podcast. On Instagram, Rick and Morty Podcast. And you can send us email, rickandmortypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Blue Sky, rickandmortypod.bsky.social. We're actually both on there now, so I can I can like every time we post one of these episodes on Blue Sky. That's pretty much the only thing I've done with Blue Sky so far, but it's
yeah,
fine.
That's good. Yeah.
We're over on Reddit, the official Rick and Morty subreddit, rickandmorty.reddit.com. We have our own Rick and Morty podcast.reddit.com. And then you can go to our website, rickandmortypod.com. As I mentioned, you can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm, where you can find video versions of all of our podcasts, including this one. Mm-hmm. Like, subscribe, mm-hmm. Do all the things over there. Leave us a comment. That's a great place to ask a question that we can feature in a future episode.
Yeah.
And then finally, go to Patreon, patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. You can support all of our podcasts or none of them, but just go there either way.
Just go. I mean, maybe you'll find, a creator that you are really a fan of, and then you'll support them monetarily. We're fine with that. Just really support Patreon.
Support creators. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Patreon.com/supportacreator.
I bet that's a link. I bet that's a real link.
I imagine.
All right. You feeling good? Yeah. Do you feel ready to discuss Rick and Morty? And it's been a long time.
It has been a long time, man. I'll be honest. I'm a little scared today.
It's okay. Yeah. Take my hand, Brandon. We can do this together.
Travis, take the wheel.
Well, let's step across the line into a segment we like to call semi-pertinent news.
Oh, you cross the line, grabbing your hand, taking your time. It's semi-pertinent news with Travis and Brandon, too.
Ooh, the personalized version. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Well,
I took your hand. I crossed the line.
Yeah, thank you. Your hands are a little sweaty. I wish you'd have wiped them off first.
They're clammy, okay? It's when I get nervous, my hands get clammy every time. Every time. I can't help it.
that's probably actually true. Anyway, so first and biggest probably bit of semi-pertinent news is we have a trailer. The Rick and Morty Season 8 official trailer dropped just about a week ago. So if you still haven't seen it, head out to YouTube, link in the show notes. Yeah, lots of clips from the upcoming season. Looks pretty cool. Looks pretty exciting. I don't know, Brandon, what do you think about it?
Oh, it looks pretty cool, man. It looks pretty exciting. Very that is it. We note the return of the Gromflemites in there, very heavily featured. I think we say this about the season preview trailers every year. Every time there's a new season trailer of like, I wonder how many of these are like, what episodes are which, right? And I think we'll get into a little bit more here in a little bit, but like which episodes aren't shown and what's the implication? What's the implication of what's not shown, right?
I rewatched this trailer several times.
10 times.
Like at least 3 times in preparation for for this podcast. And I gotta say, I don't think there are a lot of different episodes featured in this trailer. As we have gone and started recording, you know, what, 8-9 bajillion years of content about Rick and Morty, we studied the show, we've studied the different details that make up a Rick and Morty episode.
Yeah, my sociology dissertation for my doctorates is actually on Rick and Morty and its fan culture and how it impacts public policy.
That sounds terrifying. but yeah, watching this, I feel like there are a lot of clips, a lot of hints towards one episode in particular, something having to do with Easter. We talked about the clip in a previous episode about the Jerry doing a Deck the Halls rewrite for Easter. We had one of the first clips that we ever saw where Rick is grabbing some big Easter egg and there's like the Christian knights that are like that confront Rick and Morty on some planet. There are a lot of clips that seem to kind of suggest similar content, similar plot lines. Even Rabbit Jerry, there's a clip in this trailer of Jerry like gnawing on a head of lettuce.
That's right.
that even feels like that could be something from an Easter episode. So I would say over 50% of this trailer, very possible it's all from just one episode.
Well, I'm interested to see what that prediction, how that turns out, and if it is actually accurate or not. And if it is accurate, Travis, I'll give you my undying. There aren't any more. I have to wait till next Easter to get some of those. I wonder. We'll see what it's like here in a little bit. And I think people will see it before us, because if you go over to Stuttgart, Germany, next month,
take a little trip
Friday, 9 of May. If you go to Stuttgart, there's the International Festival of Animated Film, which we are super interested to hear about. What's coming out of there, but the folks there are going to be able to watch the first 2 episodes of season 8, which color us jelly donuts. We want to be there, but I guess we get to WonderCon.
We have to wait for them to like send us screeners, I guess, to watch 2 episodes early. Jeez.
Yeah. Come on, adults.
Come on. We should probably send some emails. That's super awesome. I'm curious to see what the like restrictions are for people that go. Like, I would assume it's like a Comic-Con panel or something where, hey, you're not allowed to record anything, you're not allowed to take pictures. But is there going to be an embargo on them talking about it? Or I mean if you're showing it to a group of fans, can they discuss it? Can we get in touch with someone and have them discuss it with us?
Yeah,
wink,
yeah,
wink.
It, Can anyone out there who's might be going to Stuttgart, Germany, and who's attending that festival, maybe do like a write up or send us an email and ask us if you can do a write up.
And if you can do that in the past, that would be terrific too.
Yeah, do that before this episode exists, and also have us respond to you and agree that that would be a great idea. Yeah. If that could happen, fantastic.
Anyway, it's fun to dream, isn't it? So looking forward to that. Two episodes. Excited to hear about what they are. So, what else we got in Semi-Perts, Brandon?
We got the return of the Reddit post of the week. This is actually the Reddit post of the month. There are actually two Reddit posts that are higher than this, but yeah, I didn't want to go over those ones. Instead, I wanted to recognize the shout out of Pope Francis, who passed away on Easter Sunday, which, you know, maybe Rick and Morty did this with the whole Easter episode. Maybe like they're the ones who killed the Pope, and not J.D. Vance. Who knows? We'll see. But over at Reddit, kindly add 9742 posts RIP Pope Francis. And it's an image of the Pope from Rick and Morty, from the one episode where Rick kept on Pope.
This guy's. There it is. I was like, I clicked on the link in the show notes, and it just took me to that user's Reddit contributions. So I was like, wow, I could just look at everything that this person has done on Reddit. Anyway, yeah, Reddit post of the week, RIP Pope Francis. Is that the current Pope or the former Pope? I don't know.
Francis was the last one. The one before that was Benedict, I think, Cumberbatch. But
the animated, like the picture, is that of Pope Francis?
We don't know, but the Pope is dead.
It's,
you know,
it's a non-specific Pope. Mm-hmm. In Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
For legal reasons.
You don't want the Vatican coming after you.
Yeah. No. No, we can put tusks on Elon Musk, but we don't mess with the Vatican for sure.
That's right. Well, I've got nothing else, Travis.
That's it for semi-pertinent news. If you have a semi-pertinent Rick and Morty news story that you think we should cover, send it to all of our social links, send us an email, and we will take a look at it for an upcoming episode. But now we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we will be getting into the main thing where we break down all the season 8 episodes titles. So stick around and we'll be right back.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for sticking around. It is now time for everyone. Well, most people. I don't know. We should do a poll. It's somebody probably likes this segment. It's time for the main thing.
It's 1-2, and it's time for you to get into the main thing. Main thing. We're back for the main thing.
We're back. all right, everybody, it is the main thing, and as we hinted before, we know exactly what each and every episode of season 8 is going to be titled, and so we're going to speculate and just guess what these episodes might be about. So we'll be breaking down each and every episode title, and then just make a bunch of guesses.
The great thing about episodes like this and content wise is it's all speculation. We can be absolutely wrong and it doesn't matter because.
And we definitely have been wrong before.
And it doesn't matter because we're still making content. So we're really happy about that.
I do want to say ahead of us getting into the episodes is there was another YouTube video that was shared where they shared all of the episode titles, but then they also gave an animatic of from that episode. So there's actually maybe, unless they're really pulling a fast one on us here, there may be some hints in the animatics of what these episodes might be about.
And we'll talk about some of that here in a few seconds after we get through our Brenopsis, which is, what do all these episode titles mean, bruh?
I put that in so that we met the qualifications for the form that we use, the Google form, to make show notes. But I appreciate you reading it all the same.
I'm all about our automations.
Read our filler text, Brandon. All right, let's get into the first episode title, which is Summer of All Fears. This obviously a play on
the Sum of All Fears.
Oh, Sum of All Fears.
What did you think it was like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? And I'm like, well, I don't know. There's fear.
No, I think that was it. Sum of All Fears. What was that movie about?
I think it was about like a stalker, and then he stalks a family and they're in witness protection. And then they go to a movie theater and he's smoking a cigar and laughing really loud behind.
I don't think I've seen it, so I can't really help with this one.
Okay.
I do have a clip of the animatic.
That's Cape Fear, by the way. I was quoting.
I don't know that I've seen that one either.
it's a remake. Robert Mitchum is in the, it doesn't matter. But Sum of All Fears is a Tom Clancy story. It is another one of the Harrison Ford was in Clear and Present Danger. Oh, Jack Ryan. Okay. It's another one of those Jack Ryan stories.
Okay.
It has something to do with nukes. I'm not really sure.
Fugitive, probably. Air Force One.
Yeah.
Probably.
A Witness, about him and being with the Amish community.
Yeah. The animatic shows Morty and Summer with some sort of like helmet, some sort of mind melding, maybe, or Freaky Friday type situation going on. Rick also has like a giant engine in the garage.
Yeah.
So this may also be alluding to something that we've seen in the trailer, where there's like some monster trucks or like giant like tank like vehicles. So this may have something to do with some sort of crazy vehicles as well.
Nice.
Which probably has nothing to do with Sum of All Fears, but they could fit the word summer in there, so it worked.
it could be like a Wacky Racers of Rick and Morty, or like a Death Race or a Cannonball Run type of episode.
Yeah, possibly that. I mean, that actually be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So.
Wacky Racers.
Oh, if they do a nod to Wacky Racers,
it's over.
Top 10 episodes of all
We're
time.
We're done. we're done with the podcast. The second episode title, Valkyrick, which is this is a pretty easy movie to reference, which is Valkyrie, the one starring Tom Cruise, about a guy who's trying to a German officer who's trying to kill Hitler. Based off a true story. Spoiler alert: he did not kill Hitler. the scene here is like Beth breaking into, looks like, you know, some kind of Gromflemite space station.
Yeah, the return of Gromflemites, right? So in the sketch they look almost like British soldiers or something. Yeah, like, yeah. like palace guards with the really tall hats. That could be really interesting. Space Beth episode. We see Space Beth a couple of times in the actual trailer, one where she's fighting Gromflemites with Rick and she looks really sick and she's like coughing and gagging. So maybe part of this episode. I would expect a Space Beth centric episode.
Yeah, maybe someone's trying to assassinate her, right? Because that's what Valkyrie is about. Maybe there's an assassination aspect of this episode.
Do you think she would be the assassinator or the assassinated?
Oh. Maybe the assassinated. Maybe someone's trying to take her out. You know, we know that she's capable and talented and intelligent. And so it'd be interesting to see what it would be like for her to be kind of on the back end of the power balance.
Okay. Yeah. No, that'd be interesting. All right. Next episode, we have the Rick, the Mort, and the Ugly, which is the good, the bad, and the ugly, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is a Western.
Yeah.
Western movie.
It is a spaghetti Western, as they say. Originally,
Clint Eastwood.
That's right. That's right. He was in that Back to the Future movie, the third one.
The third Back to the Future movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Was he in the third Back to the Future movie?
No, no. That's what Michael J. Fox said his name was when he went back to the Old West. He's like, "What's your name?" Clint Eastwood.
I have not watched that movie in so long because I love the first Back to the Future. I like the second Back to the Future, and then I lose interest by the third Back to the Future. I don't.
As a kid, I thought the third one was the worst one, but looking back on it, it's actually pretty good.
I need to revisit it. I need to give it another shot. All right.
Yeah, anyway. Talking about that aside, so like in the animatic for the Rick, the Mort, and the Ugly, Rick and Morty are going, they land on a planet. It looks like they're like corn-esque stuff in the background. Looks like maybe they ran out of gas or something like that.
It's almost like a crash landing, it looks like, in front of like a on a farm, like a space farm. Yeah. The corn has like jewels in it instead of cobs of corn. So it's I don't know. He's always trying to get crystals. Rick's always trying to get some kind of crystals. Yeah. Hopefully Morty doesn't have to shove these anywhere. He doesn't want to. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely a cleaned up clip or an image from this in the trailer. So, and then there's other because of the farm aspect of it, there's other parts of episodes where like they're like flying through like a chicken coop and they're dealing with some like old timey, like Colonel Sanders type guy. I wonder if that's from this episode or if that's tied to like an Easter episode. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing about, so the Rick, the Mort, the Ugly, the Good, Bad, the Ugly, Sergio Leone, in the Clint Eastwood, the Man with No Name, like the whole thing of that is, like people, a guy comes into a town, he doesn't care about anything. He is kind of morally ambiguity is what I want to say, but then it's like, anyways, ambiguous. And then like, tends to help out the town that they end up finding themselves in, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's going to be any of that, like jokingly or otherwise, within this episode.
But, yeah, that'd be pretty cool if their hunt for corn crystals turns into them having to, you know, defend a small community or something like that. That'd be a cool twist and very very much kind of reminiscent of older Rick and Morty episodes where they would just kind of really play off of the plot line of a movie or a different genre. Yeah. So that'd be cool.
Well, we talked about this in Semi-Perts, but The Last Temptation of Jerry, which is clearly an Easter episode.
Easter. Yeah. The animatic is basically the sketches of Rick making the Easter decorations.
Or Jerry. Yeah.
Or no, it's Rick as Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm speculating.
No, that's right. That's right. Sorry. You know, I jumped in and I interrupted you before you could.
Yes, it's Jerry. It's Jerry making Easter decorations. But yeah, I still definitely think that there's the tie-in with those other episodes like we talked about in Semi-Pertinent News that yeah, I think a lot of this episode might be in that trailer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think that title is in reference to, Travis?
I can't really. Who's ever been tempted?
It's hard to speculate.
Yeah,
it's hard to speculate on something.
So we've already talked about the Pope vague in this episode. We're dropping a lot of Easter hints. Like, we don't need to bring Jesus into this. All right,
Jesus.
We're gonna get categorized as like a religious podcast. We keep this up.
That's our third category that I put. I keep it at the very very bottom.
When people search for religious podcasts, this comes up really low in the search results.
Yeah, of 15,000 podcasts, we're 14,998.
Yeah,
right behind the Squanch.
Some people follow this show religiously. I'm just saying. Yeah. All right, next episode we have the Cryomort Arikver. Cryomort Arikver.
Cryomort, Cryomort Arikver.
Cryomort, Cryomort. Yeah, Cry Me a River. That's what they're saying.
That has to be it. What else would it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it has to be that, and it doesn't have to be a movie. It doesn't have to be a TV show, right? It could be a song.
Yeah, I think this is something to do with like cryo freezing or something, and they're like, how do we work cryo in there? And we gotta get the name of a character in there. Cryomort Arikver. That's even better. And then they wrote it up on a whiteboard and never thought about it again.
And they're like, that there it is. Look, we're not going to spend any more time on this. The writer's strike is over. We can stop thinking about this.
We've done our best, okay? we got to make like 200 more of these, all right? Just leave us alone.
In this one, Rick and Morty, they have like these cubes, and then they spill these cubes, and the cubes have timers on them, and all of a sudden they explode, and Rick puts a shield up around Rick and Morty, around both of them, and then they're safe. Yeah. I will say about that animatic, it was really, really cool. Really, actually, about all these animatics, to see the behind the scenes of how an animatic works. And
yeah,
like, okay, yeah, so they're here, the explosion's in the foreground, and then you can see like the different colored lines outlining where the explosion is and how it's coming at them. I love that stuff, even though I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I've been a lifelong fan of the animation process. And so to look at how what used to be just like hand-drawn storyboards have kind of progressed into these low-res animatics that are just like quickly sketched through, but can really capture the movement and sort of the direction of how like a scene should look before they go in and fully animate it, I think is really interesting. They can really see like what works well and what might not work as well, and give that feedback to the artists as they go into the process. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure. This next title, a long one. I'll say it: the Curixis case of Benjamin Button.
Crushed it.
Ooh, that was hard. That's not
a mouthful.
Not an easy one. But Curious Case of Benjamin Button, which you know what that movie's about, Travis. You know what that story's about.
It's I think Benjamin Button like builds a baseball field in a cornfield, and then his dead dad plays ghost baseball with him or something.
Yeah. And like he plays in the outfield.
yeah, with all the angels.
That's right. That's right.
No, it's where Brad Pitt ages backwards.
That is correct. Yeah, he's born as an old man and then he dies as a baby. But in this episode, based off of the animatic, we're showing that Beth is a horse surgeon again, but there's still like some like mob type of goings on within that horse surgery place.
I'm really confused about this animatic, about this title. They don't see, like, other than the fact that Beth's name is in the title, I don't know what's going to happen in this episode. Like, I think the Benjamin Button line is a misdirect. I don't know that this is going to be about anyone aging backwards. Maybe it's the return of Tiny Rick or something, like some sort of, but it feels like we've done Tiny Rick, like we've done young versions of Rick. So, I mean, maybe they could go back to it, but
the thing that I saw somebody post this not too long ago on Reddit or Blue Sky. Those are the only two places I go to. But they were saying about Froopy Land and Beth and Froopy Land, right? Like, and the post was just like, where does this fit in the timeline for Beth and Rick?
Yeah.
So there's a thought to me of, okay, the whole thing with Benjamin Button is he's old, but then he grows into youth. What if this is a story about, like, filling in some of those gaps? Maybe not directly, but, like, sure, filling in some of the gaps story-wise between the funny bits.
I would like them to do, like, maybe, like, a clip show or something where it's just vignettes, memories of some of those from Beth's past or from while Rick was gone or something like that. Or, yeah, we could add some context there. And,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Make her the POV character.
Yeah.
For a day. bring your daughter to POV episode day.
Yeah, maybe that's what we'll see. Maybe not. Who knows?
I don't know. The next one, Ricker Than Fiction. The based off of it seems like Stranger Than Fiction. Is it Andy Kaufman? No. Whatever. The movie with Will Ferrell, I think, is like one of those weird ones. Like, what was the one with Nicolas Cage, where
every Nicolas Cage movie is weird.
Being John Malkovich, it's the same director who did Being John Malkovich. Doesn't matter. I'm getting
Stranger Than
now,
Fiction. You're right. That was the 2006 Will Ferrell movie.
Yes. Anyway. So, yeah. What we see in this animatic is an interdimensional cable clip with Rick and Morty watching it and then laughing about it at the end of it. You know, that's the hope. The hope is that this is I have this hope every season, Travis, that there's going to be a new interdimensional cable episode. I'm happy with clips of interdimensional cable too, but you know, someday they're going to go back to that well and they're going to do it.
I know they're getting our letters. They're getting our letters. I'm sure of it.
Brandon, stop sending me letters. I sent you screeners. Do not send me another letter.
Stop talking to us. I do think it's encouraging that the animatic has almost no Rick and Morty in it. There's all these weird characters, like a cactus man that gets his head shot off by a weird, like, I don't know, triangle guy.
Is it like a Christmas tree?
He's kind of he's a cross between like a Christmas tree and R2-D2 is how I would describe this character. But yeah, so maybe this is something that's completely like Ricker Than Fiction. All right, well, we've done interdimensional cable, we've done television shows, we've done the story train, but what about books?
Oh, what about books? Yeah.
What about books? Like fiction books, like a library of stories, and maybe they animate those ideas or something. Maybe that's, instead of like a Mind Blowers, they try something like this. Or yeah. Rick invents something where you can experience a book so you don't have to do any of that stupid reading.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean that's a good point. Like, what if the story is about, oh, you guys think the book is better than the movie? All right, let's turn this book into a movie. And then that's what it ends up being about, right?
And then they just watch them all. Yeah. And they have a bunch of weird interdimensional books for some reason. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Interdimensional booksel.
it's like a weird Amazon website for like Audible, but like Rickable or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Next, we got No Mortland, which is an Oscar nominated film, Nomadland, which I have known nothing about. Did you watch that?
Oh yeah, no, I totally have heard of that.
Okay, if you've watched Nomadland, anybody listening, please tell us what it's about. What we know,
you're talking about the 2020 Western drama, right?
Where
like even the descriptions in another language, I don't know. I have English on my Google and I can't even tell what this is about.
I'm really happy that you pretended. and then got lost by Google
for just a second.
This animatic is Rick is kind of on the coast. Jerry is like hanging out in water. It's like looks like a little like Tahiti getaway vacation type of thing. It's interesting. It looks like they're friends.
Do we think they're in like some sort of like resort type situation, kind of like when they went to what was that amusement park where you can't die? The whirly-dirly conspiracy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. Another Rick and Jerry buddy flick. I don't know. We've had some good ones.
We have.
What was their code name where they went off on like a crime spree together?
Jericky.
Well, that's what they eventually became, Jericky. But it was like something with cheeseburgers or something, or like I forget what their. If you remember what their code name was, call to action, leave in the comments, send us a message, let us know what their code name was.
I don't know anything about No Mortland, but I will say No Morty, and it's just a clip of Rick and Jerry. You know, I wonder what the implications of that title are on like why they're on an island, right? Like, we don't have to deal with our family. It's just us. Like, let's get away from everything.
Just us enjoying being dudes with lots of area to swim in. I don't know. And coconut drinks and Hawaiian shirts.
You know, coconut drinks are good, but yeah, they can get a little too sweet sometimes.
Sure. You got to pace yourself. Don't forget to hydrate. Right. This is your reminder, everyone. Hydrate.
here on Interdimensional RSS, we've decided that it's important for us for you to hydrate. So every what minute is this? Every 37 minutes.
Every 37 minutes, we got to do a hydration break, guys. Your results may vary based on how many ads were put in your episode, but approximately every 37 minutes.
30 to 40 minutes. We will have a hydration break in there. You can count on it.
It's very important. Don't forget to stand up and stretch your legs as well.
Oh, there's my watch. All right. Let's get back into it.
We got two episodes left.
Hydration break done, man. What do we got next?
We got Morty Daddy. it's got the word daddy in it. Is that as in like who's your daddy?
I want Big
Daddy, like the Adam Sandler flick.
That's what I'm going with. I don't know if that's what it is. Maybe I'm missing a reference somewhere. At first I thought like Baby Daddy, and like, no, that's Baby Driver. That's not the right. So I think Big Daddy is probably what they were going for.
There's not a lot that we can pull from this animatic either, just because it's basically a clip of Rick at like a weird alien restaurant. He's eating some sort of tentacle dish, and then Summer gets like a piece of white bread with green slop on it or something.
Yeah, it looks like avocado toast. But I think in the trailer we see Where do we see a clip of Morty Jr.?
I just want to be clear. My description in no way was off in describing avocado toast.
Don't hate on avocado.
Green slop on it. Like,
no. Oh, you don't like avocados?
Listen, let's not bring me into this. I'm just
You don't like avocados? You son of a bitch. I have an avocado tree in the backyard. And you came and stayed at my house and you insult my kind of tree?
Anyway.
Anyway, Morty Jr. was in either a trailer, he was in a clip of somewhere. We've seen him. We know he's in this season upcoming. Yeah. So it would make sense that Morty Daddy would have something to do with that.
That'd be sweet. That'd be sweet to have the return of Morty Jr. And he's like some established, you know, business person or something.
Yeah. I say we know that he's in the season, but now I'm like, wait, did I just dream that?
Yeah,
because the medication I'm taking, I have like really, really realistic dreams. It's really annoying, but like also mundane ones where it's like, oh, come on. I just want to make a right here. Come on, man. Like the light's green. Make a right. You know, those types of dreams.
You dream about being stuck in traffic.
I do. Reality is in my dreams now. It sucks.
You know, when you are like at work for a really long time and then you go home and you crash and then you dream about work and you're like, oh, that's not fair. This is my time. I spent the day last weekend at like a trading card Lorcana tournament and then went home and was watching a live stream of a different tournament. And when I went to bed that night, I was dreaming about being frustrated at a tournament, not like, hey, I'm having fun playing a game that I really like, just frustrated that I like wasn't playing well or something and I kept losing. So that happens.
Like this last thing, my friend Justin went to WrestleMania a couple weeks ago and I'm not a wrestling fan. I'm like, wrestling, come on, like whatever. Anyways, so I had a dream that I was like, you know what? I'll go to WrestleMania. Why not? And so I go up to like the second story of WrestleMania and I go to a snack stand. I'm like, you know, I wonder if Justin's around. Yeah, I'm gonna text him. And then I texted him and he's like, oh, you're here? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Why don't you come up? And like, he's like, okay, cool. And then we ate some nachos. like, fuck, man. Come on.
There weren't any wrestlers in the dream or like.
No, it was like I woke up and thought, did I go to WrestleMania this last weekend?
And did I just have like a really mediocre time?
Why did I go to WrestleMania? It's so expensive.
Did I spend $17 on like nachos?
Chelsea's going to be so mad at me that I spent money on WrestleMania tickets. Yeah. We got one more episode, Travis. What is this?
Talking about some hot Rick.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Hot Rick is the finale, assuming these are in order of their airing. Hot Rick. Could be like a hot shot, could be hot rod.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
We don't like hot rod. I saw someone online say a hot fuzz.
Sure. Plenty of movie titles with the word hot in them.
Yeah.
And then plenty of episodes.
Like it hot.
Yeah, I don't think it's that one. this animatic, they have something hooked up to Jerry. The family is all like it's not really precise on what's going on. But the idea of Hot Rick, Hot Rod, seeing in the trailers, the official trailer, like that giant car again. Mm-hmm. This may also be one of those vehicles, Wacky Racers type episodes. Maybe that's a through line throughout the season. Like maybe Rick will have like car parts throughout episodes they're there, but not really talked about. And then, you know, Hot Rick opens up and like Rick's out there you know, tuning his engine on his giant, and Morty's like, where did this come from? And then he's like, I've been building it all season, Morty. What do you think all those engine pieces were? Yeah. And those are my terrible impressions.
Oh man. You know what? I'm not gonna make the joke I was gonna make, because that's why I didn't do the Reddit post of the month, the top one, because I don't want to reference the person I was gonna reference to make that joke.
Oh, okay. I have to go to the Reddit now.
Yeah. So, like, assuming it, like, that'd be cool. Like, building up over the season, the entire season of that. You know, I put in the notes that Jerry was being troubleshot. For some reason, like, whatever Jerry is being hooked up to, Rick has had, like, some kind of device that is, like, putting up against his head, and it's, like, showing kind of different scenes in the background. Some speculate that maybe this is, we know that Jerry had been mind blown in the past, but maybe this version of Jerry had been mind blown in a different way. And so maybe they're trying to recover some of those mind blown memories, perhaps, or maybe they're like the other thing, like, so Hot Rod, the movie with Andy Samberg, that and Jorma Taccone, that movie is all about Andy Samberg trying to beat up his father. So maybe there's a father aspect to this episode of Jerry. You know, last time we saw Jerry's dad, he was, that may not be the last time, but it's the last time I remember, he's in the closet dressed as Superman. Maybe there's something about that.
I feel like that's the last time I remember seeing him. He didn't have a funeral, did he? No.
No, I don't think so.
No, definitely not.
No, I think we've seen him again, but it was not as memorable a performance.
that's fair. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. I think that's it. That's all the episodes. Anything we missed? Anything you want to look back? You want to guess which one is going to be your favorite?
Oh yeah. I mean, if I'm going to guess which one's going to be my favorite, I'm going to go with Ricker than Fiction. My hope. You know what my hope is.
We know.
What about you? What about you, man? Like, any of these jump out to you that you're like, I think that's the one that I'm gonna glom onto.
Probably Morty Daddy, just because of my deep, heartfelt love of avocado toast. But no, I think it's just, I'm just gonna pick that one because there's no basis to have any preference over any of the other ones.
I want you to know that when we go to Comic-Con this summer, while you're sleeping, I'm going to shove your face full of avocado. And you're not going to be able to do anything about it, because I'm stubborn and I will stay up till you're asleep. I will watch over you until and I'll tie into your Apple Watch, your health. So, like, I can see when you're hitting REM.
I'm in my REM stages of sleep.
I'd be like,
oh, he's really out now. He's sharing his health data with me. Shove whole avocados.
Not the seed, Brandon. Not the seed.
Those are going the other way. gotta get these seeds.
For all of you who are listening, if there's anything that you kind of like, any predictions that you have, anything that you think we missed, anything that you want to talk about, please hit us up on social media, hit us up on email, on this YouTube channel, in the comments, if that's the way. And we'd love to hear it. We'd love to talk about it here.
Yeah, next time. We could talk about it in a segment we like to call Listener Suggestions and Shortouts.
Woo!
We have a few suggestions and shortouts, speaking of YouTube, from @FredT1973. Great news, Brandon and Travis. Looking forward to weekly Rick and Morty podcast. Thanks to this episode, I found out about the Portal People April Fool's episode. Watched it, and like you two, absolutely loved it. So great. For some reason, you know, when you have like a URL that you visit frequently, and then you just type that into Chrome, Like if you just type in YouTube, sometimes it goes to a specific YouTube page. Portal People is the one for me right now. If I type in just like YouTube and hit enter, Portal People. That's the, for some reason, that's the one that my Chrome keeps going to. So yeah.
Yeah, mine goes to season 8 episode titles.
Well, I am in the shared YouTube account and I was just on that one quite a bit. Okay. All right. Other comments. The talking about the trailer for the new season that just came out. This is Dylan Lever, B4W. Lever. Yeah. Yeah. Talking about the tipped us off to the new trailer coming out. Are we doing a predictions video? You know it. We just did it.
Yeah.
And here it is. What did you think, Dylan? Leave a comment, my man. Episodes are weekly mostly, unless we're making other content. I don't know if we'll do another one of these next week unless there's like some really cool news or things that come out.
Don't know.
We got to get an apathetic enthusiasm in before the season starts.
That's true.
We got Andor, Last of Us. We have so much stuff to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
That is not Rick and Morty related. If you want to hear us talk about non-Rick and Morty things, be sure to follow Apathetic Enthusiasm as well. Or just stay on this YouTube page.
And then the last comment Dylan mentions is something else I've been looking at. Is trying to figure out which one of the episodes will be the one that contributes to the overarching story. And which one do you think it will be? Based off these episode titles. The Hot Rick, because it was the last one, like I want to think it's that one. Because we don't know a whole lot about it. We see Rick or Jerry being troubleshot, but we don't know what that's about. Like, what is the context behind what's happening there? Or where is it going to lead, right? Are some of these things the cold opens for these animatics? Or are they like just a very small zero context clip for something that we're not even, other than the Jerry Easter episode?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the overarching story tends to deal with Rick's past, whether that's, you know, Rick Prime or, you know, that all stemmed around, you know, Rick's marriage and losing his wife. And so I'm going to go with the Curicus case of Benjamin Button. Right. And maybe this, if our speculations are correct and this is maybe stories or information from their past, maybe this can tie into more of an overarching story about the Smith family and Rick's past as well.
Yeah. Expanding the universe, right? Expanding the lore. We look a lot at Rick and we're like, oh, here's his past and here's all this stuff, right? We know Morty because we've been with him as he's grown up. But let's learn more about Beth. Let's learn more about Jerry. Tell us more. It's like we're on a therapy chair, right? Or a casting couch, a casting therapy couch. You know, something like that, right?
Sure. Yeah, something like that. I mean, those are our predictions. Let us know what episodes you guys think will have more overarching impacts on the season and the series in total.
And the last short out we have is from Blue Sky. Darn it all. Can't wait to plug in. And they sent a GIF of them plugging into the Mindbenders stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, so, welcome, darn it all.
So shout out.
And welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for becoming part of Unity. And
I do actually have one more shout out. I have a shout out to anybody out there that wants to go to Stuttgart, Germany to give us any kind of Adult Swim content or insight and who wants to write, you know, some kind of article for us.
Someone would love to share your thoughts on an upcoming podcast and give you credit.
And if you're based in the Netherlands, that's cool too, right?
I think it's better.
Yeah,
I think that's really ideal, probably.
So shout out to anybody like that. Okay. Well,
all right. Well, that's our episode, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Like, subscribe, do all those things on YouTube. If you're new here, you're listening to the audio format, wherever you're listening, rate, review, share it with a friend. If you have Rick and Morty friends, fans in your life, share it on social media. Let people know that we're back to podcasting about Rick and Morty so that they can join in on the conversation as well. And just thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you all. Appreciate you. Bye.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.